Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Pharma.
And I'm Jake Sherman, hot off the presses. We just posted the latest Politico Playbook power list, 18 to watch in 18. Next year, 2018, is shaping up to be a momentous one in our politics. Midterm elections are less than a year away, with the backdrop of an unfolding federal investigation into a foreign power's influence into our political system. The collective playbook team, reporters in six states and Washington, selected 18 political figures worth keeping an eye on over the next 12 months.
Billy Bush is back in the news with a first-person account of the Access Hollywood conversation with President Trump. Bush writes that yes, it was Trump on the audio, and he believes the women who came forward with allegations against Trump. Connor O'Brien and Brian Bender have a story on how Trump's military buildup is a mirage, while the Wall Street Journal has a piece up on how the Senate tax bill has put the R&D credit in doubt. A reminder, the House is expected to vote to go to conference this evening for the tax bill.
A reminder, Congress must pass a government funding bill by Friday or else the federal government will shut down. The House is expected to try to pass a two-week funding bill early this week. Alex Eisenstadt has the scoop on President Trump trying to block Mitt Romney from the Senate. Trump has been working hard to persuade Senator Orrin Hatch to run for re-election, something Romney isn't terribly happy about. And Darren Samuelson has a piece up about how paranoia is enveloping the White House and everyone thinks they're being recorded.
Andrew Restuccia has a piece up on how Trump's tweeting is causing deeper anxiety among his advisors, while Annie Carney writes that Jared Kushner appeared upbeat and undeterred in his first public remarks on the Middle East peace process. The New York Times, meanwhile, has a piece up on how talks of a peace plan that appears to stub Palestine has caused major drama in the Middle East.
Trump is flying to Salt Lake City and will meet with Mormon leaders and toured the Mormon church. Trump will give a speech at the state capitol and then will return to D.C. A reminder, get your tickets for our first live podcast taping this Thursday night at 7 p.m. at 6th and I Synagogue. Our inaugural guest, Michael Barbaro of the New York Times hit podcast The Daily, DCCC Executive Director Dan Cena, and NRCC Executive Director John Rogers, and a panel of Politico stars, Rachel Bade, Sungmin Kim, and Annie Carney. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.